Hello, here are the headlines. Witnesses who may have seen a rental van linked to the disposal of Adam Vincent's body are being urged to come forward by police. Humberside Police are appealing for anyone who may have spotted the white Ford Transit Ready Rent a Van, registration FY09HUP, between March the 1st and March the 7th to come forward. Parts of Mr. Vincent's body were discovered at Tetney Lock on March the 3rd. However, the location of the rest of his body remains a mystery. It is believed his death is drugs-related. Verbal abuse and threats of violence are just some of the things that North East Lincolnshire parking wardens are having to deal with on a regular basis. The team of 16 claim they were originally welcomed. However, public opinion soon changed as a clampdown on rule breakers began. Chris Mayo, Civil Enforcement Supervisor for North East Lincolnshire Council, said his staff should not be subjected to violence just for doing their job. Three illegal Vietnamese immigrants have been jailed for cultivating cannabis plants worth £400,000 at Healing Manor. The trio were discovered during a raid by Humberside Police at the former hotel on February the 14th, when a total of 1,800 plants were seized. They admitted to the charges at Grimsby Crown Court and were all jailed for 2 years. 300 construction jobs will be created as building starts on a £3.3 million project to double the size of an industrial training centre in Stirlingborough. The Centre for Assessment of Technical Competence, Humber, is being extended thanks to investment from the European Union and North East Lincolnshire Council. And finally, a meningitis survivor has taken his first steps after being given a new lease of life with prosthetic legs. 6-year-old Harvey Phillips was overjoyed to join his peers at school and was filled with confidence as he could finally stand tall with his fellow classmates. You can find more about these stories by visiting www.thisisgrimsby.co.uk.